computer today, so I can't monitor the
That's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Scooby dooby doo. Boom. We're here. On an all juice diet.
Oh shit, we started?
It's a fad.
I mean, we're recording.
Crash Court weight loss.
Oh, weight loss?
Shit. Talking about drinking slim, fast, slow.
I need to lose my
eating
loafing.
Eating neutral game, boss.
So I still...
On an all juice diet.
I still haven't
it's the next fad. Gonna start a riot.
Yep.
Oh my god. Nice and tight. I can't remember what mic I've got, so I can't remember if I need to talk directly into it. Yep, I think I need to talk into a face on this one.
I'm talking to a face.
I'll talk to your face later.
I'm not even talking to a person, I'm just talking to a face.
Does it sound pretty solid, pretty good, pretty champion? Pretty good.
Cause we are the champions. We are the champions.
We live right now? That's the real question.
No.
Oh, beans.
Not yet. You want to be?
Not quite yet.
I like this shit. Look how far I can fucking reach.
Oh, look at you, mister.
He's
I can actually attach it to the fucking table without it falling sideways.
Those are in perfect spots. Don't you dare
no,
touch
no,
them.
No.
Don't touch them this time.
I didn't touch them last time.
Somebody did.
Somebody did it. Who was the culprit? It was Uncle Gary. Yeah,
everything was fucked.
Crazy.
And then somebody did.
That was an insane time.
It was good. Did he have fun?
I think so.
Hey, he seemed like a guy that
does he
like...
remember it?
Does he remember it?
I don't know. He's really drunk.
By the end of it, he was very intoxicated.
He pre-gamed a lot.
Was he nervous?
I don't think so.
Pre-gaming?
Yeah, he was just fucking drunk after work.
I mean, I get it.
It's life.
Mm-hmm. That's just him. I told you he was kind of mean, but not mean.
I don't know.
I like his humor. I appreciate it.
It's a happy track, but then it's not.
What? When is it not happy?
It has a spot
bittersweet,
right? Huh?
Just bittersweet.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're on a juice diet.
You're bitter.
It's bittersweet.
But you get sweet. An all juice diet. Gonna start a riot. In your town, mom's upset.
Oh, by the way, Jake.
My sister's wet.
You like this better?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? You were complaining about it last time.
The size of the cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All that, and now look, it's just that little bit in the tiny corner.
I feel like blank space just looks unprofessional.
We're not professional.
What do you want there?
I just want us, and then you can put like our logo like in the corner, covering that corner of the camera. But I would like that's what I'm saying. Like I wish we could have like one camera that's just us, because the split camera, like when it comes to viewership, it's like people don't like to have to look camera to camera. They like to look at one thing.
Oh fuck them, lazy assholes. Just you can't.
I did beat 20. Yeah.
You can't even move your eye. You're so lazy, you can't even move your eyes?
When it comes to media, yes.
Ugh. I don't ever want to cater to those kind of
people.
I'm
here for media advice.
You get what you get. Until you get something else.
I follow the algorithm.
That's how we get a Stream Deck. Where we can just be like... Bah,
bah, bah, yeah, bah, bah. Yeah. It's.
I don't know. Like,
I'm going to fuck something up.
What do you... Like, what... You just want one camera.
Yeah, like one, like... Just us. Like, one full camera.
We'd have to get in tight, though.
Would we, or would it just have to be, like...
You'd have to get in... It would look weird. I tried it, bro. I troubleshooted this shit. I tried to put it over there, but we were way too far away. You wouldn't be able to pin out details.
Even, like, a camera of me and DK, and then just a camera of you, but then try to make it, like... Because you in your position, you're kind of more the producer checking everything as well as the person talking. So, like, you having your own camera for that kind of thing, and then, like you have, like... Like one camera angle, and then like you have like a big corner as like the.
Oh, all right.
That's not terrible, actually. Sorry, I just really like renovating things. I like making things look as good as I can. Someone with longer arms, I'm stubby. Oh no, I'm just looking intently at your ear.
I can look through it.
Like an owl. Isn't that the thing about owls where you can look through one ear and you can see like through the other one?
I don't know.
I think that's a fact, but you know. I think I'm notoriously wrong, maybe. I never fact check myself. Oh, fuck you.
We're both doing it. That's the thing.
As soon as I did that, shit. Oh, I just did that. What do you want?
We're here.
Yeah, I like it. That light is really bright on you, though.
You glowing.
You are.
Man, you pregnant?
Like, it makes you look like you are the same color as the wall behind you.
Luke, you pregnant?
What?
You're glowing.
You're glowing.
Glowing. Oh my god. Are you expecting?
Yep.
Boy or girl?
Whoa. It's because of those goddamn male glory holes.
Twins.
Bathroom in the work glory. Not supposed to back up on it at work.
I forgot I was wearing boot socks. It was rubbing against the back of my heel and it messed like...
Oh no.
Irritated the hell out of the skin. Oh, that hurts.
Those are some bad socks.
I mean, yeah, I was in my work boots and I just changed my shoes real quick in my pants.
They were already wet then. They were already wet and then you ran in them.
And like a heel that was just intently rubbing. Like this was bunched up right there and the heel was rubbing against that when I moved my ankle. I can, like, feel the exact movement where it hurts. I'm like, ah, damn it. So I'll clean it up and everything. Tomorrow I'll just be a little uncomfortable.
It's a fake skin. And then a big band-aid.
That's better.
Medical tape.
That's better.
That's better, ladies and gentlemen. It's better. It's better. It's better, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is better. Better cheddar.
Better cheddar.
Better cheddar. Have you ever had better cheddars?
Better Cheddar's
the cheese cracker snack.
I don't think so.
They
sounds like a racist white
quite drink. Possibly superior to Cheez-Its growing up, but mom would never buy them. She would always just buy Cheez-Its instead. But Better Cheddar's were pretty dope. They were like a rare treat.
They are just Cheez-Its, right? They're a little different.
They're quite a bit different. They're round. They're like
they're like
crackery.
They're more like Ritz cracker sized.
Yeah.
But they're like thinner. They're like a more crispier wafer type cracker treat. I feel like you definitely have been listening to some Deadmau5. Deadmau5? You've been listening to some Deadmau5? or some Pharrell.
That and
Squirtle Pop, 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 Pop.
Thundercat, and there's a guy that he made a song with. I'll have to look it up.
I'll be honest, I was on a different train of thought. I wasn't listening whatsoever.
What happens?
And I was distant. Thing about a joke about Mark Zuckerberg. And that guy from Nickelodeon that liked to come on girls' feet. I don't remember his name, though. Go pee real quick. Oh, those cats.
You don't need him, man. He's got a piss.
Oh.
Man's gotta piss. Taking a piss. Gonna
be Bill piss. Bill Wirtz too. Been listening to Bill Wirtz. You know who that is?
No.
Oh.
Have I ever told you about my friend Ted?
Who?
My friend Ted.
Ted?
Ted Hitchcock?
No.
Funny thing about his name, if you say it real fast, it sounds like Ten Hitchcock.
Oh. Fucker, you got me again. Son of a bitch.
Ted Hitchcock.
Son of a bitch.
Ted Hitchcock. Say it real fast, Luke.
Ted Hitchcock.
You gotta say it fast.
Ted Hitchcock. Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock.
Ted Hitchcock. Ted Hitchcock? Ted Hitchcock?
Introducing Ted Hitchcock.
Wait a minute, he say Ted Hitchcock? Was that Ted Hitchcock? Does this man got
Ted Hitchcock? The great Ted Hitchcock! You close the door right now.
Ted Hitchcock. Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Hitchcock.
Jake's late. Ladies and gentlemen. Jake is late.
Ted Hitchcock.
Just sling an arm.
Just sling an arm. Wait, are we live? Did you do it?
No, we've just been recording.
You did it. Wait a minute.
You're late, Jake. Why did you... You're late to the
I'm
stream.
Late.
What happened? What happened? Can you tell us about what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
You're late.
I had to take an emergency.
An emergency?
Emergency.
It was an emergency. Okay.
I had to get all of the grime off my damn face from today. It's filthy.
He was a dirty, dirty boy. A
I
dirty, sweaty.
9 hours of just like the non-skid, like just flakes on my arms, and then just burnt rubber that smacked my
Look
arms and stuck
that.
There. I can't. I don't have my glasses. I can't read that.
Excellent connection.
There's a connection right now,
and it's excellent.
It's literally. It's better than good. It's better than great.
Excellent.
My internet at home right now is about 72 kilobytes a second. That's actually a lie because it just disconnects.
No, I'm at currently capped until June 2nd.
That's my issue, yeah.
At 128 kilobytes per second. So I can't really stream anything. But you guys ready to hear the real Gamer Boy innovation?
Uh-oh.
Gamer Boy. I've talked about it briefly.
He was a gamer boy.
And I never got in on the beta, and I really wanted to. But Apex Legends released a mobile variant of their game.
They did?
And I downloaded it. And I found out that I can connect my PlayStation 4 controller. And there is ranked mode. And I guess I could read. This game has kind of consumed my existence for a little bit. I am sure my girlfriend is very.
The benefits of being single.
But
No. Whoa. Oh my
God. Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I just thought of good morning, Night City. I was like, oh God, no.
We're back.
I beat you already. Leave me alone.
Come on. I just want to pull up some stats. Just a little bit of stat real quick. Just
see some fucking stats.
Just a little stat. So,
I'll see in Modern Warfare for the multiplayer, I was like top 3% for a while. That's also like number like 10,300 or something.
No, I'm currently like not very high ranked because I just started playing ranked. I had to get it to a certain level. I started playing it last weekend. My character or my account level is now level 20. So since like Friday, to now level 20, they have a little battle pass, which I haven't bought because
I have no idea if that's good or bad.
That's a lot of levels. That's a lot of games.
there is the honor system here. You got to tell us how impressive it is.
No, I can pull up my personal stats. Okay. So in just the regular like open play, like the just pubs, like public games, like not ranked. I've played 10 matches, won 7 games. So my win rate's 70%. Average. I mean, I have a KD of 26 in that, which I don't really understand because my best kill is like, where does it say? Like, I don't know. There's no way. I don't know how my KD is like 26. That's unless revives count. But I've been playing the ranked mode, which is more what I like to play. And 19 matches, 10 wins. So a win rate, you know, 52%, which I'm cool with that. KD right now of 10.4. So average damage, 1,000. I don't know. It's like I'm playing in bronze right now. I'm climbing through it. It's like, I think it's it feels like I win 2 games, lose 1 game, win 2 games, lose 1 game.
How much of your life has this consumed so far?
You know, like my free time. Like my
all of it?
Well, no, like when I would be playing Elden, like the time that I would have been playing like Elden Ring lately, like I've been playing this. But then also I can play it on my lunch break because I could bring my PlayStation 4 controller and just like sit in my phone and just like bang out a couple of matches. But yeah,
you just wanted to flex on those stats.
I mean,
saying square up posers.
I'm just
you
saying,
ain't shit.
It's been an enjoyable. Like it's definitely not Apex, and I get that. It's a fun replacement for it, and you can also wall jump or like wall bounce like you can in regular. Which there's some of the exploits that carry over, which I was just like, whoa, that's weird. But the one thing I'm really pissed about is I haven't figured out how to remap my controller. Like, there's the settings menu and it pulls it up, but then like once you select it to like actually change it, it never does anything. So hopefully that's something that's either broken and they get fixed. But
I feel like I don't play many mobile games, but I feel like they don't really update those well often.
Well, like
I always feel like a mobile game is just a cheap way to keep making money for a lot of these guys.
Well, I mean, the reality of it is like mobile gaming is the number one gaming market right now. Like everyone has a phone, and like not just in America, but like this is how a lot of like lower income places, that's the only way they can play games is by getting a smartphone. So there is a huge, like the PUBG, like the PUBG mobile market and the PUBG like mobile tournaments and everything like that. It's crazy. And that's the thing, is like we keep having like I have a supercomputer in my hand, essentially. Like if someone would have handed you this in like 1998, they would have been like, holy fuck, that's like the power is absurd.
How do you spell potpourri?
Potpourri.
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 I don't know. Pot. I feel like if I search this on my phone, it's gonna pull up something weird.
Can we hire a small child that can actually like do like actual, we can get 3 cameras,
okay,
and the child just switch between them for us?
P-O-U-R-R-I.
And we won't even have to pay him or her. I'm not going to assume the gender of the child we're going to hire to control the cameras.
Well, that's the thing, is there are child labor laws in America, and you said hire. And you saw it on camera. So, like, I think in Oklahoma, the youngest you can be is, like, 14, unless it's a family business, and I don't have any kids you can farm out for this gig.
I mean, how vague are we being with family business? This is my Uncle Tony, and he has a son, and
he just gives you a child.
Yeah, he just,
man, and then that's the whole thing. I don't.
He's an apprentice, you know.
That's just terrifying as well. What happened?
How do I do anything about it?
What?
See, this is what we need to. This is what we need to borrow a child for.
Now it's poor.
Oh no!
Oh, you don't have to make fun of me, Jesus.
What happened?
Why is it poor?
Because it works in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Why are you so poor?
What's going on? What's it looking like?
That's what I say.
I don't know. It's just saying it needs your attention. Do something about it. I don't know.
You don't talk to it enough. It feels like you're not even there when you're sitting next to it.
You can't really change anything now.
What's going on? Is someone sending us information about what's going on with our stream? Can someone tell us? We got one person.
Is it you?
No.
It's Cameron.
Is it Cameron?
Yeah, he said boys.
He's the man.
Boys.
Number one man. Shit. He's the fan. Big stan.
Yo, Cam, how the fuck is the stream doing?
Is it good? How you feeling?
What are you wearing?
What you wearing? Are you sharing? Do you know anyone with the name of Karen?
Yeah, you're going to have to cut all this out until we can actually make sure our connection's good.
He says it's good.
It's good.
Is it good?
He said it's good.
Fuck you, YouTube.
Saying it's
it seems pretty good.
Well, also, he is really fast here enough, probably for anyone else.
I mean, even here, it just is looking pretty good.
I mean, once we export it and everything, it'll be fine.
Live chat.
YouTube is just a liar.
Yeah. YouTube's always a liar. You can't trust YouTube for anything.
Maybe it's like, no, you need to use my service, not your live studio thing.
Yeah, don't use your thing, dude. You need to be through
YouTube. YouTube Studios.
YouTube.
Well, hello, everyone.
Well, hello, everyone.
Welcome to Absurdity Podcast. As norm, as regular, it's Jake. Got here DK. Got here Luke, a.k.a. Big Dirty. Big Nasty. Right. The Flagellant.
How y'all doing?
The Flagellant.
The Creature.
Not here. Not now.
All the time.
True.
Once it's
happened, on the streets, happened. Creature in the sheets.
It's in me. Wait, what?
What just happened? What just happened? I'm terrified.
He's in you.
I stroked out.
Every single one
ready
of you.
Ready for D&D. Oh, yeah. Do we want to bring that? Like, okay, here's a group discussion. Cameron's in the chat. You guys want to do D&D on Saturday?
I was waiting for one of you guys to say something because, I mean, I'm pretty good on the weekends.
I got our shit figured out, so.
Hope so. I don't want to lose another one. I'm going to cry if we do.
We'll
but
do
that means
test
I've got
run a, before for sure.
Yeah, we'll test run like
5 minutes at least.
That's longer than that. Like we'll test run like just the chill out.
We can take breaks in between.
Record that and then stop it and listen to it.
Yeah. I'm saying take breaks in between so you can review it just to make sure there's no corruptions.
Yeah. Yeah. So D&D on Saturday.
That's what sucks is like when you
in the group chat.
Like if you're doing a regular show, like if you lose something,
D&D.
You can redo it.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to something that like you're actually putting like a character into, like you don't like you lose the emotion when you have to redo it, which would probably mean I'm a terrible actor because I can't
ready
redo
to
the
come
emotion
in at 6 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, no,
I'm ready as
not coming
as
in
can
at 6 a.m. on Saturday,
like a morning one.
He said,
like, so you just want to get it done in the morning?
He said, Dan Hutt,
yeah, no. I'm sleeping in a little bit longer than 6 a.m. when I get off work at 5.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, I think he
like
just
you,
wants to start
you,
it earlier.
You want to start it earlier and call it, like, quits? I'm confused.
He's trying to bang out 4 episodes.
Yeah.
I'll do 6 a.m. Fuck off. No.
I'll do 6 a.m. Got him.
Oh, my God.
Got him.
Be, like, drinking coffee. Like down in a coffee.
This man just has no other hobbies.
He'd be eating hash browns.
Yeah. Just hash browns.
This
just
man's hash browns. This man's gonna come back in and be like, so I made 17 more characters and I did all subclashes, and then I also read the books just to make sure that I had them made correctly. So then I actually emailed the author of the book to make sure that I could verify all of my stats to make sure there was no imperfections in it.
He says like 10 a.m. Like 10 a.m. and
10 a.m.
like hit it like
a day.
Oh
my god.
Hit it like a day. I mean, I'm cool with it.
That's also if I don't work Saturday, which would mean I'd get off at 10:30.
11? I'm cool. Like, the thing is, like, I'm regardless.
I'll find out tomorrow afternoon if I work Friday and Saturday or not.
Listen, I only have like three characters.
Yeah, because he deleted the other fucking 20.
I'm an early upper.
I named all of them. I gave them all their whole lineage for the last 15 decades.
And like,
11:30 would be good, right? Time to get
not
up.
Not trying to force anything. Just go with, yeah. And that's the thing. Time like we if up. We get because we always that's the thing is we start vibing and shit starts going long. Like, and I'm cool with like an early day. Like I said, make a day of it. Like, if that's cool,
that would probably be better for your brain too, wouldn't it? To do it earlier in the day.
That just means I've got to rewrite a whole scenario that I have kind of neglected doing. I was like
this to you again. What? Where you have to redo a scene.
Well, that's fine. It's totally fine. Trust me. Yeah. Because that was the thing is I really didn't think. I was like, oh shit, yeah, it's gonna be a trip. Spoiler alert, but not really.
It depends on.
He's way behind. That's okay.
Yeah, like I said, it just depends on what my boss says tomorrow afternoon. Yeah.
No, like I said, even if it is, like, you don't get off until, like, 10, like, so I just want to get, like, if we get started in the day, and, like I said, have a D&D day, like, because, and, you know, bang it out until our brains just,
whenever.
They're just like.
No, we can't. Or don't want to.
Yeah, or until we're just done. And I'm totally cool with that. What did you say? What time do you want to come to a consensus on time? At least like 11, 10, 11?
Yeah, like 11, 11.
I'd say 11, yeah.
I'll be here at 11.
Okay.
I need you to send me the Dutch Bros order.
What? Oh.
Like, because I don't know what you get. And I need
a brevet with an extra shot.
Yeah.
And vanilla.
Just the brevet with an extra shot and vanilla.
That's it.
Anyways, quick segue into if you guys do listen to Chaotic Stupid, which I hope you do, I hope you've branched out away from our simple neck of the woods and into the other neck of the woods that we've created. So I guess it's still kind of our neck of the woods, isn't it?
Vaguely. We do talk about it very often in this show, so I guess it really is kind
of
just
it's more towards
under
the ass crack of the woods.
The ass crack of the woods, the South 40.
We do post it separately, like it's not under the umbrella.
I mean,
entirely.
It is under the umbrella, because it's posted to the Absurd Entertainment Facebook page.
But it's posted on a separate YouTube page. Well, I guess on a separate Spotify.
But it's still, I still think it falls under the Absurd Entertainment umbrella. I think what's.
I don't think it clicks us. Like, if that gets views, Absurd Entertainment doesn't get views.
Cameron says he'll be here at 6:30.
Damn.
So wake up.
You're gonna be sleeping outside until I wake.
Biscuits and gravy, hash browns.
My door will be locked.
And lights will be off. And the gun will be loaded.
I don't know. I think Shannon's off too. Yeah, she's.
Oh!
Yeah. That's just so she can watch the animals.
Wait a minute. My brain's a ticking.
Yeah, we'll make a Saturday of it.
Scoopity boop, scoopity boop, beep, doop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
It'll either be a great time or it'll be the most exhausting day we've ever had in our lives.
Oh, that's fine.
And it'll probably be both.
Well, I'm not gonna like. It's gonna be.
Oh, no,
delicate.
For you, it'll be like field day.
You got this.
For you, for us, it'll be a field day. For him, it's going to be the most exhausting day.
Like I said, I'm gonna keep it
also a field day.
I'm gonna keep it fast and loose. Not necessarily fast and loose, but we like always keep it fast and loose from the rules. We play by our own rules because that's part of the shtick.
Because we're not good at D&D.
Fucking lazy.
Or being actors.
Yeah, we're here for the voice. I'm here for the voice acting role. Someone pay me to be a voice actor. That would be fucking dope.
I'm just here because one day I either want to be funny or put a bull in my head. I'm trying to figure out which one it is.
But
that wasn't funny at all.
That one wasn't supposed to be.
Self-depreciating humor is so 2017.
Oh my god.
Not cool.
I'm so 2008. I'm
cool.
Sorry. Let me just go back to Glory Holes.
So if you do listen to Chaotic Stupid, and if you are expecting the episode to be out this Thursday, you're going to be just a smidgen disappointment.
Sorry, folks.
With things happening, we explained that this would probably be a problem. We've kind of, like said, how we've changed the format of this show. Editing the other show has taken some, you know,
it has crashed completely on us multiple times, and we have lost we've lost what is it, 2 recordings now.
I mean, that was different
from
instances.
Software. It's mostly software, because
I wonder what would have happened to the first one that we lost if it would have not crashed. Would it have been decent quality of usable segments?
Well, the first one we did was on this, wasn't it?
I can't remember how we did the first one.
I believe the first one was on the original software we were using, and so the only issue was that it crashed before it like actually did any kind of auto saving.
It would have been fine. Yeah.
It would have been fine, but it doesn't like the if it crashes, it doesn't off. Have yeah, a precaution yeah. where it saves itself.
That one would have been fine because it was through this.
But
streamlined.
The other one was different.
The file itself got corrupted, so there was no repairing that file once that happened.
We're living dangerously today, boys.
I've had that issue multiple times with those kind of softwares where, like, if the file's, like, I can't get that file back if it becomes corrupted like that. And I'm like, God damn it.
This is what it is. There's a learning curve. We've gotten lucky, and then we've gotten unlucky sometimes.
Yeah, and we just have to be on alert to, like, just, if we suspect anything, we have to be like, all right, stop, check it. All right, we're good.
Like,
that's why I'm saying we need to borrow a child that can monitor all this.
No, I'm down to even like take like every
time. No, it should be much better like this. Yeah. Different setup, different access. And...
But even if we
just
like
train your dog to do it.
No.
Change out like when we take breaks, we pause and check. Like to see what's going on. Because I want to get it down to where they said we want to get it down to an art. But anyways, we're gonna be delayed by like I think a week.
Hopefully it's just a week.
I had to explain to Michaela because she was upset that we didn't have any Patreon shit up. So I also apologize for that, for all of our Patreon listeners, the two of you. I very much apologize for the fact that we haven't had many things up. Like I said, we've had a lot of technical issues on the conversion of like switching softwares, moving locations, trying to get everything set up, working around everyone's schedule. It's been utter chaos for all of us, especially trying to work around all of us having full-time jobs. So we very much apologize for the fact that
we
don't have anything
more
up right there.
Pay us more for the stuff that you don't get right now. Because if you pay us more, then we can give you
we're like
your quarter job.
We're like Bitcoin. You only get what you give.
So like if you let us,
but I'm not giving you a dollar. So
pay us enough. If you know, 5 of you throw, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month at us, that'd be fine. Like
I could send you like private pictures of my
rich
toes.
Friends.
Yeah.
In
like,
the chat.
Yeah,
right now.
You know, forward
right
to your
now.
Rich uncle, like get him in here, tag him up. Like,
Michaela's vegan. No, Michaela's vegetarian. What the fuck did I say? I was about to say a vegetator, but a vegetarian.
She's in a vegetative state right now, living off of a breathing machine.
She's just a vegetable.
Cameron's right. If
she's
we plug the headphones into that,
need my ass.
While we're recording through Ableton.
You think
we'll be able to set. Hear it fuck up.
Oh, will
that's
we?
What he's saying. If we plug
allegedly.
It in there, we'll be able to hear it fuck
I quit
up.
Watching us.
It's never been that simple.
Oh, I didn't tell you, Cameron. I think the only reason it was fucking up is because I had both interfaces powered on in the hardware options in Ableton. Like I was monitoring through my interface and recording through the 4-channel mixer. I think that's why the signal was trying to read both while we were recording, and it kept like fucking up somehow. I don't know why, but
yeah. What's the term for undoing a circumcision?
What the fuck?
I was trying to think of a way to say, if you keep telling us what to do, I'm going to recircumcise you. But it's not recircumcise. It would be the all, because it's still a circumcision. What's the all, like, what's undoing a circumcision?
On the castrate.
A European, thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah, someone figure out what reversing a circumcision is.
That's for you, dog.
And
I don't
and
want
what
that
tool,
in my phone.
What tool do you use? To
well, there's like, there is, okay, here's the thing.
Are you talking about putting the weight at the end of your penis?
Yeah, there is ways to remake foreskin,
it's
I guess.
Probably
it's
surgery
really
for
just
it
like
now.
Stretches your skin out. I've seen it on the internet because, you know, I grew up in a time when 4chan was mm-hmm. a different place.
It's still the same place.
Yeah,
it hasn't changed.
It's weird. It really hasn't. But,
it's like
Reddit.
It never changes.
But yeah, like, that's a real thing. Hey, listen, it's our podcast intro.
People, people actually do it.
Yeah, no, it's a thing. It's a regular thing. And then people get like...
I feel like it wouldn't, but it doesn't have... I feel like it doesn't have the suction that a regular European sleeve does.
I don't know. I don't know.
Doesn't have the gunction. Doesn't have that new dick smell.
That new dick smell.
When you unwrap it like a Christmas present.
It doesn't look like Shai Hulud.
When I...
It looks like an earthworm trying to crawl out of a hole.
When I was testing it, no, I didn't have effects on it, and it was still doing it when I had the interface powered on.
Yeah.
So,
Tech talk.
It wasn't the effects. I'm pretty damn sure it was the monitoring through my interface and not plugging the headphones into the 4-channel mixer to monitor.
My sweat finally dried, but I'm cold now.
I think that was it.
Yeah, I could
yeah, right? Fuck that shit. Fucking blew my mind. I was pissed off. He said interesting about the issue.
I don't know.
Oh, good for you. Anyway,
that's
we have did. More important things to talk about. Serious things have happened since the last time we talked. A man threw cake at the Mona Lisa.
He did throw cake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had already told you earlier, DK, about when you sent the article to us, Luke. I was sitting there, I was like, all right, that's something interesting we can talk about. And then throughout today, I listened to 3 shows talk about how, like, why is this even a news story? Because, like, he did no harm to anything. Nothing happened. It was just a crazy man in a wheelchair, in a wig, with a rose in his mouth that threw a piece of cake at
he had
the glass
intent.
Of the Mona Lisa.
He had ill intent in his heart.
Okay, I have it right
He kept on yelling about, like, us killing the Earth.
Are you ready?
What's going on?
Man in wig throws cake at glass protecting Mona Lisa. A man seemingly disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa at the Louvre Museum and
what?
Shouted at people, "Think of Earth! Think of Earth!" A man seemingly disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa at the Louvre Museum. Blah, blah, blah. The Paris prosecutor's office said Monday that the 36-year-old man was detained following Sunday's incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation has been opened into the damage of the cultural artifacts. There was no damage. Shut up.
Well, also, yeah, so on what he said, like, because you think, like, when he's saying, like, think of the Earth, you think, like, he's trying to harm the artwork, mm-hmm. but then he also says, think of the Earth, there are people who are destroying the Earth, think about it, artists tell you, think of the Earth, that's why I did this, and then he attacks art, but he's doing what the art, he just said he's doing what the artist told him to do. When this, in his eyes, is attack art, and then say people are destroying the Earth. A artist told me to do this.
My favorite line of this entire article: the cake attack left a conspicuous white creamy smear on the glass.
Smear.
The famous work by Leonardo da Vinci wasn't damaged.
Andrew Schultz said, "Is it illegal to put whipped cream on glass?"
I just think he was trying to feed the ants. Just throw in some cake.
There shouldn't be any ants in that building.
There shouldn't
that's a very
be, but
exquisite
that's the thing.
Building.
What if there are? They need to get eat too. Are
a
you
lot
thinking
of
about
people.
The ants right now?
No. I mean, I live with them, so yeah.
Yeah, you gotta think about the ants.
They're my daily life.
You know the reason why it's behind glass?
Because people throw things at it.
It's also one of the only like pieces of artwork that's behind glass like that.
People in the 1950s threw acid paintings at it.
Ooh!
And that's why it's behind glass.
Ah.
And a woman also tried to
2009
ceramic like bowl or something ceramic at it, and it did nothing to the glass.
A Russian woman who was angry at not being able to get French citizenship threw a ceramic cup at it, smashing the cup but not harming the
glass.
Is it
in France?
Or the painting.
Where's the Mona Lisa location?
Paris. At the Louvre.
Oh, okay. Listen.
You
they just sound
uncultured
funny.
Swine.
I really don't care about artwork like in that way.
Think of the urns.
Think of the urns.
I do think of the urns. That's why I don't care about
Paris. Think of the earth.
Specifically don't care about Paris.
Yeah, that was it. That's all the news.
I've heard Paris is a great place to go by yourself, but like
the rest was completely depressing or about people dying. And we did that last week, so I don't want to do that again.
I don't want to make it a trend.
There's a guess lot who of died
well,
this week?
Is, no, dude, we've... It's like, not going to I don't even want to bring it up. I don't
That's
even
what I was saying. I wanted to send a message being like, let's not...
Yeah.
But I'm actively choosing not.
Yeah.
Because I have strong opinions on on both sides. And
it's...
No one's going to be happy either way.
I'm not. I just don't want. I'm so.
I'm not picking.
Here we are. Let's not talk about. Have you guys been watching any? Have you been keeping current with anything on TV?
My life is such in solitude that I don't take in any source of media other than comedy podcasts.
And don't forget porn for masturbation.
I try to.
It's so long.
I just had the montage of the last like 3 months. I just played back like what felt like 3 years.
It was like
just
in the past 3 months he spent over like 1,000 hours just fucking jerking
in front of us. You reminisce about that.
I think about it all the time.
How do you what do you think I get distracted by when we're talking?
Yeah, that's why he comes back like 10 minutes later with a thing, and you're just like, oh.
You just think I have to go to the bathroom that often. You thought your toilet was always that white?
Well, here's the thing.
No! Something that we have all vowed against. I have...
Excuse me?
I have not... I have not paid them. But I have used someone's Netflix account to watch the current iteration of Stranger Things Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a Stranger
Things. Oh, I thought you were going to say that I used somebody's Netflix account to somehow watch porn.
Yes, to
I
was watch like, porn what? On Stranger.
Do I need to renew my Netflix account?
but no. No, highly... If it's been a roller coaster of emotion. It's been really good. And I've watched the whole season that is out, or the whole part one of this season. And they're going to... But now I have to wait until July 1st for part two of the season.
I've been too... Oh, no. I've been too mentally unstable to deal with any externally emotional contact.
It's the best.
So I've been actively avoiding shows. But it's been getting better. After did I already tell you about what my work did last week? So last week we had already worked Monday through Thursday, our regular fucking 12 hours. And they tell us on Thursday, like, you guys have to work all of Friday and all of Saturday, and if you don't, we're taking away your holiday pay. And so I told them, like, I'm not coming in. I put in for vacation on Wednesday when we were finding out they were going to be working Friday. I was like, I don't even want to be working Friday. Like, I need, you guys told us we'd be getting this. And now you're holding the holiday over our heads for the pay if we don't do the thing that you're the one, like, they're the ones that fucked it up.
Yeah.
And the people that fucked it up didn't have to come in. Because the people in the office are the ones that fucked it up. And then they come into work at 9, leave at 2, and they didn't have to work Fridays or Saturday. So me and a bunch of other guys had basically been like, we're not coming in because a good amount of the workforce of my work is veterans. Mm-hmm. And they all have families. Like, they're all like, a lot of them are middle-aged. They all have families, like, close to retirement. Like, so I told them, I'm like, I'm not coming in. These people aren't coming in. And I find it very disrespectful that you'd, like, hold their holiday over their heads for, like, departments that, like, haven't gotten a weekend off in, like, months. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, there's, like, one or two departments that literally haven't had a weekend off since like November, probably, other than like Christmas, New Year's. So I, when I put in my vacation time, our HR person said, no, nobody's authorized to use vacation time for this weekend. No one's authorized to use emergency vacation for this weekend. Yeah, and this is what we were all told in every department. Because when I put it in, I walked up to her directly and said, hey, I want this off to, like, you know, just do my shit. This is my weekend. This is all of our weekend that you promised us. And so she was like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to your lead about that. And then so she talked to my lead and told my lead to tell all of us that, like, no vacation, no emergency vacation. So I immediately went home and I left them a very nice voicemail with only a few absurdities in it. Mostly it was like
obscenities.
Absurdities. Absurdities.
He's here.
I'm slightly stoned right now.
He's absurd.
That's only it? Slightly. I can't afford to be anymore. But I was like, it's blatantly disrespectful that you have such a high veteran workforce and you're willing to have them work repetitive weekends on 12-hour shifts and then hold their holiday pay over their heads. And apparently, according to my lead, my voicemail was very influential because at 2 p.m. today, my vacation request for last week got approved and they took away my point for not being there and they used my vacation time. I walked up to my lead. I'm like, so what, like, how did my vacation time get approved? He was like, oh yeah, apparently your voicemail was very influential. I was like, oh, thank you.
You see that every time you want anything.
Well, I told him, I'm like,
you sons of bitches.
I mean, I do actively do that anytime I hear like anyone in my department getting fucked over. I go up.
Start cussing people out.
I told them, fuck you. I'm teaching people in my department. Because a lot of the people in my department are, like, no offense to them, but they're, like, a lot of them have, like, very little social interaction, or a lot of them have been to jail and prison a couple of times, or they have, like, issues, like, one of them just doesn't have teeth, and he struggles with many things. But I told them, like, listen, we have to be more diplomatic with our kind of issues, but we have to verbally... Like, we have to be verbal about these issues. Mm-hmm. If we talk amongst each other about it, nothing gets fucking done. If we talk to our direct lead, nothing can be done because he can't do anything. But the boss, the big boss, is always walking around. And he can be stopped at any time. And I told him, I'm like, I'm going to be his best friend. And I want you guys to be his best friend, too. But I'm like, be diplomatic. Because I know, like, three of them, they'll just get in his face and be like, fuck you, I'll break your fucking teeth. And I'm like, can't do that. You have to... You can't swear at them, you can't do any direct insults, and you can't just be, like, just...
Don't be an ass, you gotta be professional.
You have to have a little sting in your words, but you can't go overboard to the point that it can be, like, either an insult, a hate crime, or you're cursing at them.
Just be witty.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm...
Witty.
I'm trying to teach them how to, like, use a little bit more, a bigger range of words to use instead of swearing at them.
Just, yeah. Stun them.
And try to teach them not to throw things at people when they're angry.
Stun them with, yeah. When you have a way with words, it's so fun.
That's
why,
especially
when, I don't know, I feel like there are times when people say stuff to me at work when I'm pissed off, and I will say something that I'm just like, man, I wish I would have wrote that down, because it wasn't like, it was like witty. It was like witty, like blatant sarcasm, just fucking stone cold response. And then I'm just, other times I'm just like, yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Completely dead.
Yeah. I'm just like, fucking just add it on. Like today, dead specifically. I don't know. You know how work goes. You do. Specifically.
Feeling a little hollow.
Yeah, feeling a little burnt, little low at lows.
Little low lows.
Feeling low. But that's
little,
it.
I'll say I understand, because so one of our quality assurance managers, when it was having those heavy rains last week, they had the smart idea of putting down this bucket because, like, rain was dripping next to these electrical panels, and they just fucking refused to fix these. I swear to God, I'm going to call OSHA.
It's fine. What are you talking about? What's the problem?
It's fucking right
water
next
and electricity
to
are problem? Like go hand in hand, my guy.
I brought this up to him many times. It's more than one panel. And there's not many panels in the building, so one of the many of them are pretty serious. And we have power outages without the water. We have plenty of issues. But so I see them put down this bucket. I'm like, okay, nice. They put down a bucket, like it's good. But I'm looking at it, I'm like a good like 30 meters away. Like I'm across the entire department. I'm looking, I'm like, all right, they're collecting the water. I come back like 4 hours later because it's like it's pretty away from my view of where I'm working. I go back. The bucket is completely cracked and open on the bottom. And the water for 4 hours has just been draining on the fucking floor. This is our quality assurance managers.
Hey, yo, Tim. You see them fireworks come out that box on the wall? That's pretty neat, ain't it?
Today, we were working on a truck. And someone took the paint. And they just grabbed it. An entire sleeve came off. Because it had no adhesive actually on the wall of the truck. Like, we grabbed it, and it was literally, like, just plastic on both sides. It was, like, nothing.
No prime.
Can
no
I
prime.
Interrupt real quick?
He hasn't been recording this entire time.
No, I turned off my Wi-Fi on my phone, and it immediately stopped, like, stuttering. The mouse stopped stuttering.
Oh, yeah, that would help, probably.
You were
Let's
doing
see
too
the
much.
Quality. Nah, it's still fucked up.
It's terrible.
According
terrible.
To
allegedly.
YouTube.
Allegedly.
According to YouTube, it's
I'm fucked. Just looking at all the errors, and I don't think any of them are real.
Yeah, I feel like an Evangelion. In the
one thing that's one right. thing that I've learned from like
Should
working with computers is when the computer has an error, it's not true and just ignore it.
Yeah, just ignore it.
And that's maybe, why I kept my computer for so long.
Maybe we when we start our stream next time, we try a different setting, normal latency instead
Probably.
Of low latency.
I don't know.
Maybe that'll help.
That might help.
Well, I feel like if we set it to low it's latency, fine, that now. Means that we should have better connection because it's weaker.
As soon as I...
No, I think lower latency meant,
but
like,
I'm also...
Less late, like, less latency between us and
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, the reality...
Oh, you're it's, so a, you it's like a lower ping, yeah.
It's but, like Twitch, so you can yeah. chat with people. Like,
yeah.
You do low latency, so it's slower.
Talk about
you have
chat.
A time delay.
Yeah.
So you have a time delay.
Especially for people that are playing, like, multiplayer games and they're
yeah,
streaming
but,
game.
Yeah,
you don't want
you,
them to
you,
be...
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't
so
want
you'd have the opposite. Games. Yeah, you'd have the opposite if you're not... If you're just, like, a gamer and people are just watching a game.
Joke's on you, my Aaron. It's never good enough to stream that shit.
Well, if you're not super interactive with chat, you don't need that. You don't need to slow it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, if you're someone that only has one monitor, it's just like, yeah, you don't need it. Unless you have your phone in front of you. Also connected to it.
Yeah. We're good.
It's I love fine. How many things Cam has put into chat, and I can't read a single one of them just because my eyesight's been so weak
oh,
today.
The last thing he said was interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I've repeated everything. So,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. He hasn't said anything else.
Fuck boy.
Other than he licks buttholes.
Probably not even watching anymore.
I mean, he did say that too. So.
He said, I'd lick buttholes. My name is Cameron Cavalli, and I lick buttholes.
For free. For pure enjoyment.
Don't say that. We know his wife. His children would be ashamed.
I lived with that kid. I yeah.
Everybody
I live with that guilt
ass.
Every day.
It's 2022. If you
That's
haven't
what
eaten
Mr.
ass,
Rogers
what
said, bro.
Yeah. What are you, a normie? A cis sexual normie?
No,
There's nothing
Luke,
wrong
play
with
that new banger you
ass.
Made, my guy.
Oh yeah, tell so... Yeah, okay. Tell us about the name of this new song and everything.
This new banger. This
yeah.
new banger.
Fucking,
tell me about it.
Fucking ass slapper over here.
I remember the first one, because you showed the first one, and you were like...
Yeah, let's do the first, just a tiny bit of the first one real quick. Okay,
yeah, we might get
copyrighted.
We'll get a strike on YouTube for playing your own music.
No.
Because the algorithm's
It's on Spotify.
Stupid.
No.
Or it's on...
Hulu.
That one thing.
I'm turning it up a little bit.
It's on Netflix.
So...
What?
It's on HBO.
It's on browsers.
On Amazon Prime.
So this is the first iteration, right? Kind of sounds like the Mario Kart soundtrack.
Yeah, it sounds like a
Does this sound like the Mario Kart soundtrack?
Like Super Mario. I am listening, and I neither confirm nor deny these allegations. My man eats ass.
Okay, Amber Heard. Did you see that Amber Heard was writing fake notes to her lawyer?
She was also, like, sniffing cocaine and fucking...
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly.
You know the tapes. You run the tapes.
I mean, I watched.
You run the tapes.
Joe Rogan even posted about it. I was like, that's
like, damn, girl.
But no, she was apparently like, they caught a video of her like writing a note, but her pen was like away from the paper, and then she just passed a blank paper to her lawyer. He just went like literally, because like he's just like, why are you passing me fake fucking notes?
What are you doing?
Okay, that was basically a minute.
That was right. That was the first one, and it was fun.
It was enjoyable. Tough.
I got so into it, I literally forgot that, like, I was just like, yeah, this is just the vibe now.
This was pre possessed piano.
The piano was possessed by me.
And this is after. After I felt the demon.
Sauce 2.0.
Is that coming in loud for the audience? Cause
probably so.
Mm-hmm.
It's super quiet for me. Oh, there we go.
Oh yeah.
And this is one you're playing earlier. This one I feel mm-hmm. this one. I might download it. Can you download these songs off of the SoundCloud?
Yes, yeah.
I'm gonna download this one. Just want you to know I'm gonna dance naked to this song in my ears. Every time you play the song, I'm visualizing it. All of you. Using my dick as a guitar, just slapping against my thigh and strumming. Naked in my house, sweating because it's 92 degrees in my house and my AC is shut off because it's in direct sunlight and it overheats. So I'm just like glistening moisture. Just dick slapping the thigh, strumming it. Dancing slowly.
Slowly dancing.
Slowly dancing.
Oh shit.
Dancing with myself.
Sorry.
Dick around. In hand.
What?
It's funky. Funk beats. Funk beats. Funk beats. Funky beats with Big Dirty.
This is like a standby for a stream when they like walk away from their computer. This could be like our this could be a new intro song for the show.
Yeah, we can have it.
We could go live early and then have this playing while we're trying to figure out what we're about to do. Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone, we're very unprepared if you haven't been able to know.
I think it needs lyrics.
I can't tell.
No, yeah, I think we need to write words.
I think
for
it
this.
Needs lyrics. Let me this put it.
This is a fun song. I like this.
Honestly,
this song could be multiple genres.
Honestly, I was channeling Dua Lipa's producer with this shit, trying to write a pop banger.
Yeah, no, I feel it.
It's good. Oh my gosh.
How long did it take you to make this?
4 days.
Four days.
You wanna kind of go into a, like, what's your process for making songs like this? Like what? Like
okay, hang
what,
on.
Like
one
how?
Second.
Like where do you think the idea comes from? What do you like normally start with? Do you start with
okay,
like just a sound? Sorry. How do you start your process, and then how do you like?
Okay, normally, I just dick around in Ableton trying to find a keyboard or synth or something that I like, and then fuck around on the piano, and that's what I did for this one too to make the first sauce, right? That one we heard the first time that I said sounded like a Mario Kart soundtrack.
Yeah.
But. You guys know this, but I don't know if I told the podcast. I got a free piano from a church down the street that I fucking pushed up the street
pushed
to
it down
get
the
it
road.
To my house. And then it got moved to the garage. So
just minor impurities.
And I didn't realize minor until impurities. Recently that this fucking piano is possessed.
It's possessed.
That's why they put it on the curb for free, because it's possessed.
It's playing music of its own accord, of its own volition.
It
actually played this song on
it. Its own. No, it's not a player.
It's just music.
It's a ghost demon.
But no, literally, I went in the garage and played that little first sauce lick that, you know, on the Mario Kart one.
Sauce lick.
And then just out of nowhere, I felt like my hands just were moving, like not, I didn't think about it, I wasn't trying to write shit, I was possessed by whatever fucking funky ass spirit is in that piano.
What, okay.
So what if, this is hypothetical, and I'm spitballing here, but I feel like I've seen this in like some 90s like teen com movie. Maybe even like an 80s teen com movie.
I'm into it, let's go.
So what if it's like some like old biddy was like the pianist at church, and they had like this like super intense sermon, and like while the sermon's going, like she's just up there fucking playing the piano, like
playing God's piano
in front of God's people, and she just straight up had a heart attack. Damn. At the keys, and just like that was it, and that's why they had to get rid of it. Yeah. I mean, it was
God,
too.
God put his ear to the wall and be like, God damn, that slaps. You come with me.
Come with me, woman. God just damn. Snatched her right up out, and she just right. falls over. I feel that's probably what happened. And what if her soul possesses the...
Why else would you leave?
What if it's a curse and now you're going to play until death?
Because, okay, I'm not just saying that to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This piano, you guys have seen it.
No,
it's in good condition.
It's a really nice
piano. It's been
piano.
Refurbished. You could tell that they've glued shit on and fucked around with it to make it like
do
solid what if... in this Oklahoma bullshit humidity.
Mm-hmm.
People have worked on it less than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's in tune. Like, it's not bad. All the keys work for the most part. Like, some of them are sticky.
Just get stuck.
It's old. Yeah, they just need to be re-springed at the bottom. But
yeah.
Why else would you just... say free and push it out?
What if they were moving it and it killed?
And they killed somebody?
It crushed
ran
them.
Over somebody? Or
like
something?
Yeah, it crushed them against the wall, pinned them. Because I mean, that thing's heavy. What if they like rolled it down a ramp and it like that
Dude,
was
that
it?
That thing's over 700 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to possess piano, my guy.
Something's
use those powers for good.
Something's in it. I mean, does it sound good?
I mean,
it sounds good, Jim.
I'm here for it.
I'm just trying to think of a crazy scenario, but I can't think of anything crazy that happened.
But no.
Except for just old school shit.
No, that's what I do. I just stick around with a little riff or something to start with. Or a lot of times I'll start with a drum rack and just try to make a beat that sounds good to me. And then if it hits me and I find a keyboard part or whatever to go along with it, I'll adjust the tempo then. Like, you know, it's not like a... Sometimes I can hear the entire song in my head before I even touch the keys, but that doesn't happen often.
No.
You know what I mean? So a lot of times it's just...
That happens. It's like, all right, 6 hours later, you're like, I did it.
Yeah, it just starts with the drum track mainly most of the time. Just like a fat ass beat, and then I'll try to add something to it, and then sometimes a lot of times I'll change the timbre.
Mm-hmm.
Like you heard it with the first track, it was straight tempo, like just. But this one is completely opposite. It's like
galloping
too swamp.
That fucking Pogby and that fat ass white girl.
It's like on the borderline of. That's not even a written rhythm. That's
he's up there freestyling, y'all.
Yeah.
Insane rhythm, this is soul.
It's like H. John Benjamin when he plays jazz when he plays jazz piano with that jazz quartet, and he has no business playing jazz piano.
Yeah.
He just makes the video of that one guy in the video that we just saw. God damn.
But no, I think this needs like silly modified vocals. You know, like heavy synth like affected vocals.
What kind of work? Like, what are you thinking?
Falsetto.
You want falsetto?
Yeah.
But what type of what theme we're working with here?
Product of the world. That's what I was singing earlier. Product of the world on the hook.
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me. The product of the world. Yeah.
Okay. So it comes back
and then
it comes up here again.
Each little thing is like
product of the world.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
That was a good one, yeah.
But then we have to come up with some stupid, like, I'm overeating, way past 10, getting acid reflux again. What the fuck?
That's a song about just lying.
Yeah, anything.
Life as just a person.
Anything. Making waffles in the morning.
eat it up. You know why? Because I'm a product of the world.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Oh my god, it's too good.
Pouring milk before my cereal.
That's just psychopaths.
Pouring oiled into the ocean.
And then you'd be like,
product of the world. Yeah, yeah, you gotta alter it somehow. Yep. That's what I was thinking. Some stupid fucking funny shit.
That was a little high.
You gotta have some harmonies to
yeah,
it.
Hit them. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm like, that's fun. I'm cool.
See? It's music. Just fun to pick around on a song like this. That sounds like it's gonna be some serious shit, but then it's not. It's
like... just yeah. I'm down.
Like, what was there? Lonely Island?
Yeah.
Like, they had some banger ass songs, but they talked about nothing. Complete nonsense.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the one where he's just talking about putting a gun in his mouth while he's sitting in an office because he hit on somebody.
He's a product of the world.
He's a product of the world. Do it, you fucking pussy! Do it!
I think that it could be that. It could be a start.
Something about chicken nuggets. I don't fucking know. Then he flew into the sun. Late. Now he's dead.
No, I mean, I had it, and then I lost it.
Blew into the sky.
No, you have it, and you lose it.
Meet a giant fish. Fuck his brains up.
No, it could start out, like, just being, you know, like a slob, lazy slob, but then it slowly devolves, like, to more and more deranged behavior.
He's in an office, and it's like, hit on Deborah! Get rejected!
Well, it either ends with
put a gun
him becoming a heroin addict. Or him being a serial killer at the end of this song. That's the direction I'm thinking.
I choose not to recycle because I don't believe in people. It all gets wasted anyway because I'm a product of the world.
No, like, and then just like slowly get worse and worse.
I put mayonnaise in everything. Including the people I
and
eat.
I'm crying when I come.
We be raping and killing. Not me, though. Other people. Because we're proud of the world.
No, that's it. That's it. It honestly, it's...
Well, listen to this. Just start freestyling in my car.
We're going to workshop it. We're gonna have a writer's seminar. We'll come back to it.
I use plastic bags anyway because I don't care about the earth.
Double bag and plastic.
Because we are too lazy.
Use them around like floating things. I got nothing in my brain. It just keeps tripping up because I'm stoned. I can't be stoned and do this.
No, you can't be. Unless you're really like, unless you're, you can't like, it's hard to learn things on weed. But when you know it, like, and when you're good at it, then it's just like you can get stoned and get creative with the foundation. But if you don't have the foundation and you're stoned and trying to learn it, it's like, I think it might just be for me, but like, I can learn something on weed. But if I know it, I can start being creative with what I know. I can be like, oh yeah, I know that, but how about what if we did this to?
I turn into Saruman when I'm trying to make music and I'm stoned. That's like, not even Gandalf. You heard me right, Saruman. All about that sorcery. Power. You dare defy me.
I just lose the ability to come.
I just have an inability to speak normally. So when I get...
I like, if I'm really vibing...
Let's all talk like Saruman.
You dare challenge the white hand of Saruman?
He starts powerful, but then it peters out.
And then he starts losing his breath.
Unlike Gandalf, who's like the complete opposite. He like starts quiet and then...
Well, it's a different guy.
Yeah.
It's a different guy. It's a completely different guy.
It's the yin to the yang.
Yeah. He just fell asleep on set.
Dude, I'm so cold.
I'm telling you, when we came in here and I was drenched in sweat, I was like, I was almost shivering. I'm
you
like,
can shut that.
I can't. I'm 5'5". Like I said, I would have to get on your shoulders to be... of any utility in your place.
He's a utilitarian man. Dude. Ain't nothing to it. Got to do it.
But then...
Ain't nothing to it. Got to do it.
How is that coming into the audio?
Do it.
That's pretty
it's
loud.
Not,
do it. Do it. Do
it's
do
not
do
at
it.
All. See, watch. Watch. Watch.
It sounds like the teeth constantly ready.
See, it's not.
is ready.
I got noise gates, bitch!
There's no noise behind the noise gates.
I got noise gates and then and noise gates.
I got noise gates.
You ain't hear shit.
It just
see? You ain't hear shit.
It's so loud though.
It's right. There. We hear it.
We hear it.
But with the magic of editing, those at home,
anything is possible.
It's not, though.
Garden.
I mean, I could have talked about my garden for a second. I got
a Let's talk ahead. About your garden, because I don't know anything about gardening still.
I got a new raspberry bush since the first one decided to die. And it's going great. Everything is... Well, not everything is producing. My cucumbers have started producing. My tomatoes have almost finished a flush. I'd say another week, and they'll be ready to pick. Maybe a week and a half, and there'll be some ready to pick.
How you flush those maters?
Well, I mean, just I mean, ready to pull.
How long you flush them?
I'm not saying flush them. I'm not mean. I don't mean like flush, like flush. I mean like a flush of growth. Like I can take.
Oh,
I can pick off of them. It's kind of I don't know. Maybe it might be jargon. It might not be jargon. It's what I say.
It means you can quote him on that one.
It means two things.
Fucking jargon.
But So, but I've started adding, you know, like plant food to my garden diet. I also have, I don't know if I have mentioned my pumpkins that I decided to grow. I decided to grow pumpkins out of nowhere. I had an old spot where I dumped out my garden previously. So it was just kind of like a mound of like soil and, you know, mulch and stuff. So I was like, F it. I'm just going to throw a bunch of viney stuff in there.
F it and yay.
So I threw some pumpkins in there, and I hopefully this week will throw, well, this weekend, hopefully they start to like poke up because I germinated them. I started germinating them on Friday, I think. But I want to do some watermelon and cantaloupe up there as well.
It's hopefully, that time.
Hopefully those will grow. Get those done by the end of this, you know, have by the end of the summer, have a bunch, harvest.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know how to do watermelon, right?
Grow them.
Well, I know that, but me and my dad found out the hard way.
You cannot use them as a suppository.
You can only do one melon per vine, or else they won't get it sweet ever.
It'll get too.
Yeah, we didn't know that, so we were just like, look at all these watermelons.
Look at all these melons.
None of them were sweet. They all.
My cabbages.
No, I have watery. I keep getting. There's apparently a my cabbages board game.
Jesus Christ.
From Avatar,
The Last Airbender.
Oh.
It's a running character who repeatedly has his cabbage cart continuously gets destroyed throughout the season, and he just says,
"My cabbages!" I think he files like a small claims court or something like that.
I think something happens like
that. He definitely sues him.
It's been a while. Actually, I went to CC's on a Sunday.
Took him to small claims court. It was fucking crazy. I love that episode.
But they had Avatar on at CC's, but they didn't have closed captioning on. So I was just like, "It's great. I'm glad that this is on."
Make up your own dialogue.
Pretty much, that's how it felt.
I've watched that show so many times. I probably
knew it was. Well, they were in the Fire Nation already, so it was book 3. I do know that. But yeah,
you could get what was happening.
I knew it before or after he was trying that all the women were trying to sleep with him. I say women, I think they're all like 15. And he had like a young girl.
They were still on the low, so I can't.
That's what I'm. Yeah, they were still in disguise, so that had to be. I don't know if that was before or after the harem. I don't remember. Yeah. Book 3, episode 2, Aang's underaged Epstein harem. That was my favorite episode. We went to the Fire Nation, just bought a bunch of underage girls and took them to an island. Technically, he did have a bunch of girls in a cave.
I mean, I get
that. Technically.
But Aang was also a child.
For entertainment. He was also a child, so I guess it's legal?
It's a power move. He's got a lot of power. That's weird.
He's a minority. He's the last airbender.
But I still don't think that would... No.
Pick a side.
No.
There's no winning in that conversation that I just created.
Anywho.
Love the show, though. Great show.
Oh, it's a wonderful show.
It is. Teaches you like Korra?
Yeah, it teaches how to date.
Well, neither have I.
Just don't date the moon, and that's it. Just don't
try to have sex with the moon. It doesn't work out.
It doesn't work out.
Don't have sex.
Oh, with I guess don't have sex with someone who becomes the moon is really the thing.
Don't fall in love with the moon.
Yeah.
Nope. Don't do it.
I don't care what she looks like.
She's a babe.
Too many holes.
Again, she was like 16. But yeah, she was a babe.
I was like
16. I was gonna say yeah.
No, I was like 18, 19. 17.
You were. I mean, technically, since I'm like.
No, I don't know. When did
when did you first watch it?
When did it come out?
You probably like, watched it as it was coming out. I did. I watched reruns. I watched this shitty live action that bombed.
Don't watch it.
It was terrible. So bad. You might as well just watch the Dragon Ball Z live action.
I'm sorry.
I saw it in theaters.
2005, so I would have been 15.
I was 15. 8.
15 or 16.
In 2005, you were 8?
I was born in 97.
What? He got the baby.
Yeah, I'm a youngin.
He got the baby.
You were older than 15.
I was either 15 or 16.
In 2005?
Yeah, because the first half of the year I would have been 15. The second half of the year I'd have been 16.
Yeah, don't you fucking gaslight me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I am right.
Yeah, he's trying to alter. Don't you alter Speaking my reality. Speaking of,
I think. Well, no, I think we'll.
Because I was 13.
Because, wait, do I work this whole week? Yeah. No, we won't have an episode between between my birthday. My birthday's not this coming Thursday for us, but the next Thursday. Next week. Next week's my birthday. Week?
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I'll be 33 years old.
In there.
Triples?
What?
Double trips.
Double trays?
Double trips.
Double trips.
I don't know what the fuck double we're talking ups. About.
That's okay.
I'm talking about how badly my bladder is filled with urine right now.
Are we still recording at this? Or can we keep all this?
We're
just going to cut out an hour and a half.
No,
we're live.
We're live.
Talking about
it's already
there's
out
no
there.
Cuts.
No cuts when it's live.
I thought we at least edited like the beginning part.
No.
It's
just
here.
Oh, we live.
This is why we do it live.
We're doing
so
it
so we
live.
Don't have to worry about editing this.
I don't know, but the first, live. Like, 30 minutes are always shit because we're just like, oh, what are we doing?
No, well, it's not like the first 30. Like, we usually get, like, 5. Like, we literally started when you went to the bathroom so we could run the Jake, you're late bit.
Jake, you're late.
Son of a bitch. But it's been going since then. I think there might have been a weird moment where I said some strange shit in the beginning, I think.
We've been live for an hour and 3 minutes.
Exactly, which means it's about time to call it home.
Yeah, you went off about Apex Mobile right in the beginning.
Yeah, he just wanted to flex on all the gamer boys, just being like, your stats ain't shit.
Oh, also, I want to...
He was a gamer boy, he said, see you later, boy.
Exactly. If you're also, if anybody who listens is also a fan of the show Letterkenny, which I highly recommend everyone be a fan of, conform to its great sense of humor. But there is Jared Kisco?
Jared Bud.
Queso? Jared Queso? Man, I want some fucking queso right now.
He's Spanish.
He has a new show on Hulu called Shorzy, and it is running the character Shorzy from...
Oh my god, the name of the show!
Originally in Letterkenny as kind of like a side character, just kind of like a fucking poke fun at you character. And you never see his face throughout Letterkenny. But you know it's Jared Kiso? Kisco? Kikoso? Jared Caruso?
Duolupo?
But anywho, it's really, really, really
Jason
funny. Highly recommended. But yeah, that's really all I got to talk about.
I want to give a shout
That's
out
all
to.
That's
all I'll
say about that.
There's a show called Stoner Dads on YouTube.
Stoner Dads on YouTube.
Stoner Dads on YouTube comes out every Friday, I believe, 8 or 9 p.m. on Friday. Half of their episodes, when they're trying to figure it out, were on Man Shane's Secret Podcast, which is also a hilarious show with Shane Gillis and Matt, whatever the fuck his last name is. Fucking hilarious show, both great comedians. And they do a. Matt himself does a sideshow called Stoner Dads where he hangs out with two other comedians I don't know the names of.
I bet they're dads.
They are all dads and they're all fucking hilarious. No. And they have a thing called The Tomb. So it's basically like three guys talking and then they'll have a screen up and it'll be a guy like in a different room. Yeah. It's just a dude in a different bedroom with like fucking like just weird lights on, and the person's just in there to get obliterated and just fucking talk. And some of the commentary on those videos are like top tier commentary. I fucking love it. So go check them out. There's, I think, like 8 episodes of them out right now. And then, like I said, every single Friday, they do 1 hour of free show, and then they do 1 hour on Patreon. I will say the Patreon's also worth it. They are very funny. They produce, and they also put out on a weekly basis. They're professionals.
There's this one show called www.soundcloud.com/bigdirty, and it's great. It's got some good shit on it.
It's got some bangers.
Wait, did you just say www.soundcloud.com/bigdirty?
Slash big dirty.
I've heard of this guy. It's like he writes the music for some also
D&D podcast.
Yeah, it's just, also, if you guys are looking for another podcast to listen to, Chaotic Stupid.
Chaotic Stupid.
D&D, quote unquote, D&D podcast. It's terrible. It's great.
We've only been late one time.
It's not terrible. It's great.
It's actually wonderful.
It has its moments.
It does have its moments.
It's amazing.
It's like me and Ben. I had my moment.
That's right.
But thank you, I guess, for joining us for another week of...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're welcome for joining us. We don't apologize for anything. You're wrong. I'm right. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Will you plug us out?
Plug us out. Plug us out with the plugs.
Of course, as usual.
Sir Jake. Sir.
The way it usually is you know where you can find us. Every single time at the folder that I'm not finding right now, so I'm trying to buy time.
You can find us on Twitter.
Promo code chaos.
Yeah, promo code chaos.
Clapplates.com. Promo code chaos.
Chaos.
Don't fuck your girl or man gun, whatever you want to do. Chaos. Or if you're in a different country, sheep, goat.
I'm not going to endorse it. I'm not going to endorse it.
You got your.
I'm not going to tell you how to use the product, but clapplates.com, promo code chaos. So, and you know you can find us Facebook, Absurdity Entertainment. You got us on Instagram, Absurdity69, YouTube,
bang,
Absurd
bang.
Entertainment, Twitter, right at Absurdity69.
Bang, bang.
I'm going to start saying ridiculous shit on Twitter just because I'm getting bored on my private account, and I don't have that many followers on my private account, so I'm just going to say the fucked up shit on our Twitter.
I don't think you should, but I mean, go for it.
Listen, what's the worst that's going to happen? I'll make another one. It's fine. I'll just change the name of mine to ours if we get blocked on our, like, an original one.
I'll just unfollow.
Unfollow ourselves.
Like, I'm going to delete myself from the
Listen,
title.
If you, all the listeners, if you don't want our Twitter taken down, follow me at Jacob Cap. And also, don't forget, again, like he said, Chaotic Stupid, Spotify, iTunes. iHeart. Well, we're not everywhere.
We're pretty much everywhere.
Get us on SoundCloud.
We're not under a rock.
Are we on SoundCloud?
You can't be on SoundCloud. I mean, we could be on SoundCloud,
be on SoundCloud?
I think we would just have to like straight up upload the podcast to SoundCloud.
I wonder if that's a new
market that we're totally missing out on, but I think there's also like a limit of what you upload.
Tell me no one's made a... Dax made a half-hour song. I don't know if there's a SoundCloud.
I have the paid subscription.
Is there like a stout
unlimited upload?
We'll figure
can
out.
Can we use it as a business expense
unlimited
for tax
upload.
Reasons?
I can start uploading.
We'll talk about business later.
We've been talking about business like the first half of the podcast. All business.
Cameron was in the chat.
Honestly, yeah, we're literally talking.
Interacting with our chat.
Yeah, he's interacting. Good. He that's used to be here.
That's just good business.
Yeah. He didn't. I mean,
he is the creator.
Yeah,
like one of the. He was the half. Yeah, he. Look at this. He without all of these nice things that he gave us.
That's right.
I love you.
He's like Jesus. He gave us his blood and we drank it.
Yeah, I love Jesus,
guy. Jesus, the white guy.
The white guy.
We ate his flesh.
Yeah. I like to think.
The man who lived in the desert and somehow never got a tan.
Lack of.
He gave us his rib.
He wasn't Maryland, man. That's Adam.
My bad.
Yeah, let's get out of here. I don't want to get. Let's not get religious.
Bye-bye. Peace and love, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.